in the sanctuary of your soul. You see, we gather together this day to celebrate a miracle. Jesus, who was dead, is now what? Alive. The Lord and Savior of the world has overcome the rulers and authorities to offer eternal life to all. Oh, this is an amazing story. It's an amazing gift for you and me. Let us look deep inside. Let us reflect for just a moment. As you examine your heart and your mind, what do you most deeply value and revere? Do you see Christ when you look at that for a moment? You see, you are the body of Christ, or at least a member of it. If there is no Christ inside, then there can be no Christ for others to see. 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit that is within you, which you have from God? You see, Christ is alive, a time to rejoice. But if Christ is not alive within you and with me, there will be Christ. Where in the world then is Christ going to live if He's not in you and me? You see, you and I are resurrection people. This day, among all other days, is a day for you and I to rejoice, to celebrate, to give thanks, and to appreciate the greatness of our God. You see, this is Easter. We are Easter people. Jesus, who was killed on that cross, is now alive. From the depths of darkness and despair comes a grand and glorious light. Our beaten and defeated, crucified Lord has defeated all the powers of evil and darkness. You see, Jesus is alive. You see, as Christians, you and I come together on this day to rejoice. Indeed, this is a wondrous day, a day to be grateful to be alive. Our Lord is Lord over death and destruction. Our faith is a faith that prevails for every obstacle that comes our way. Everything that can be put in our path, our Lord can overcome if we allow it through our faith to be a part of it. You see, the light of Christ dispels all darkness. How great is that? The light of Christ can dispel all darkness in our life. That's amazing. Yet it cannot stop here, can it? You see, Jesus lives again to establish God's kingdom for all of us, for all time. We are the people of God, gifted, graced, called Christ for the world. You see, when we say yes to the Christian faith, you and I are making a commitment to be Christ for others. To be Christ for others. We are a holy people that are set apart for holy work. Not just me, you, everybody. If you said, I believe, I'm a Christian, and I'm following Him, we are all set apart for holy work. What was begun in the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ is entrusted to us to continue. God is deeply interested in what we will do next. You see, we call this room today where we are at. We gather here. It's called the sanctuary. Historically, a sanctuary is a holy place. It is designated for the worship of God. In various ages and places, sanctuaries were dedicated to worship, to protection, and to consecration. But the sanctuary of the Lord, the holy place where God dwells, is defined not merely by bricks and mortar, but by the people who proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Sanctuary cannot become a place that we use to escape the world, but it must be the holy orientation to all of God's creation. Sanctuary is not just where we go, but must become a valid description of who you and I are. You see, there's a contemporary hymn that we're going to sing after a while. It's our closing hymn today. It pleads with these words, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. But you see, this is what we truly want, is it? Is that what you really want, to say, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true? Is that what we want out of this? You see, to be a sanctuary, a holy place that is set aside for the worship and commitment to God, it requires that we give our whole lives to serving God. It's an incredible pledge. It's an incredible thing to say. You see, the Easter miracle is that Jesus is alive. Yes, it is. not just as a special historical event for today only, but for all time. It happens today that we come and we celebrate it and we remember. But it's each and every day of our lives that we are Easter people. It is a time to celebrate. You see, the evidence of this miracle in the world today is you and I, God's people, the church as witness to the reality of Christ's redeeming love. By our words and by our actions, we prove God's grace is real. You see, Christ is alive, but only in the extent that He is alive in the hearts and minds of the people, you and I. Consider just for a moment, if you will, that we are the body of Christ. That's us. We are the ongoing gift of love and grace and forgiveness and compassion in the world. Wow. Think about that. We are the ongoing gift of love and grace and forgiveness and compassion in the world. We are to dedicate ourselves to peace and justice, mercy and acceptance. If those outside the Christian community are ever to know Christ, they will come to know Him through us, through those people that call themselves Christians, those people who have accepted what God accepted a long time ago. See, what a humbling responsibility that is for all of us. This is why we are the church. There is no other reason for our existence together as the Christian church than to be Christ for others. Too often we are very clear on what we receive from the church, but we are less clear on our responsibility to be the church for others. And that is true. Too often, I'm going to repeat that, we are very clear on what we receive from the church. People will say, oh, well, I don't get this and I don't get that and I don't do this and I don't do that. The people aren't this and the people aren't that and the preacher isn't so and this and that and yada, yada, yada. We hear a lot of that. People like to tell you those things, but guess what? We are less clear on our responsibility. What do you bring? What do you give? What do you come in this place expecting? What are you doing for someone else? Instead of so often putting people in a box and saying, oh, that preacher, oh, that church, or that group of people over there that call themselves, instead of blaming them, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to start doing a little bit of something for ourselves, aren't we? The responsibility to be the church for other people is ours, yours and mine. The sanctuary is a holy place. It is and always has been the sacred space where you and I come and seek God. It is the place where we gather together to worship God. And it has also become an aspect of our identity as the people of God. Other people who are hurting and struggling and who ache to know love and acceptance need sanctuary as well. People who are looking for something. People who are searching for something. I said this Thursday night at the Maundy Thursday service. We're talking about places that you go. Places that you go and find sanctuary. Places that you go for yourself that you can truly talk to God. Is that you can pray and remember and meditate. Physical places, I hope, in nature, in your home, in the world we live in, even places like this. I told you about one that I had as a child going by the pond at the tree that was mine. That place doesn't exist anymore. Because through time, things have changed. No one lives there. There's not even a house there anymore. But those things change. But guess what? I change along with them. And those places have moved for me. And they have moved for you. I told them that I come in this place times and look at things. I used to go into my home church and do the same place. Where is your sanctuary? Where is that place that you go? Where is that place that you find sanctuary with your Lord? You see, other people, they may never enter our churches, those people in the world out there, but they will come to you, they will come to me. And through that, I ask you today, will they find sanctuary? Will they find grace in us? Will they receive love and acceptance? Will they encounter the risen Christ in our words and in our actions? You see, Jesus lives. Jesus lives in us. The incarnate Word of God, the Savior of the world, the living, breathing body of Christ, is present in the world today, present in us. Each of us is the temple of God, sanctuary. May we honor and glorify God in the way that we treat other people, sharing the teachings of Jesus and extending to everyone that we meet His healing love and care. You see, we are Easter people. We believe in the risen Lord. Let us go forth from this place this day to be Christ for the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word this day, for always, Lord, loving us and blessing us, for always being there for us. We thank You, Lord, for the gift of life that comes by knowing You. And we thank You, Lord, that You allow us to be Easter people in this world and remind us of the commitment and this responsibility that we take each and every day. It's in Your name we pray. Amen.